Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Well, you can find us, of course, on WGN. That's what you're listening to now, 720 AM, or on Facebook, if I could figure out how to do this as I'm talking. I didn't set this up, Casera, to Facebook Live at the beginning of the show, but we do that. So you can go to my Facebook fan page, and you could actually watch what we're doing. You could do that at WGNradio.com as well. And actually, and that'll be exciting to watch Dr. Donna Alexander, who's in the studio now. Good morning, Dr. Alexander.
Good morning, Steve.
Dr. Alexander is our Cook County veterinarian who says every now and again, I've got nothing to do on a Sunday morning. I might as well get up. You know, you have been a proponent of, and I'll talk in a moment about spay-neuter month, which is
yes.
what this is. And also, I want to talk to you about rabies. So we have a lot of ground to cover. You are one of the national experts when it comes to rabies control, and very serious about it. And people think, rabies, I mean, that's not even an issue. But, of course, it really is an issue. But you've been a proponent of trap, neuter, return, TNR. And I was talking to you before the show, and you corrected me, correctly so.
TNVR, trap, neuter, vaccinate, and return.
And the thing that... Is here's the good news and bad news for people in Chicago. You know, it used to be that Chicago was a leader, so much a leader in the area of TNRV. I said that wrong. TNVR, trap, neuter, vaccinate, return. That cities all over the world would look at how well Chicago does. Well, let's back up one step and explain what this is, first of all. What is TNVR?
TNVR is basically where you take the feral cats and you trap them, you spay or neuter them, you microchip them, you vaccinate them against rabies, you treat them for any kind of flea infestation, and then you release them back to where they were. Or you can rehome them. You can adopt them. You can put them in foster homes.
Some of them. Right. So the cats that are truly feral, probably not. You don't do that. That would be a disservice to the cats. And perhaps downright inhumane, actually, to keep these terrified animals at a shelter or some other facility or a foster home. By and large, that's not the right thing to do. And while you can tame them, that can take months or years to do, which most cat caretakers aren't necessarily up for, and it may not be the right thing for the cat. Little kittens, very much adoptable.
Absolutely.
Or cats that are lost, that were once owned, that are now outside and part of a colony, very much adoptable. But for the most part, the idea is to return them back. And Chicago was a leader, so much so that one facility in town would get calls, typically, from Greece or from Italy and a shelter there or a shelter in the U.S. saying, how do we do this? How do we make this better in our community? Well, now Chicago, since that shelter's efforts have disappeared, Chicago isn't so much a leader anymore. But we were down in Mexico, it was vacation. I was staying at El Dorado Royal Casitas, El Dorado Resort, and I saw these little casitas. These little homes, and they looked like the places where we stayed on vacation. They were modeled right after that. And there's a sign there saying, we do, and it said, trap, neuter, return, but more, they vaccinate for rabies as well. And they, in addition to that, treat the cats for anything else they have. A veterinarian regularly comes by even, and this is all done with local veterinarians to the closest big city, which is Cancun. I mean, I think that's unexpected. You know, so many resorts around the world, not only in Mexico, in the U.S., and elsewhere have a problem, or they perceive it as a problem, with feral cats.
And the one thing that they are doing in Mexico, as I've learned from you, which is a wonderful thing, is if you educate the people who stay at that, you know, resort to say, please don't feed the cats because we are doing this on our own. We are providing for these animals.
Which they do.
And these animals are providing a service to us. You don't want to discuss the service that they are providing, but they are providing vermin service.
They really are. They truly are. So you're totally right about that. So here's the thing. The hotel manager told me, as a joke, here's what I did. I called the guy who's in charge of such things. So a fairly large resort is going to have problems like this. He said, there is a disturbance in room 3722 or whatever room it was. And it's a domestic disturbance. And all these other rooms are complaining. They are so loud. So the guy drives in his little cart and he sees 3722. It's one of the little rooms the cats are in. And he then, of course, couldn't do it. It was a joke, you know. So, but it's the coolest thing in the world that El Dorado Resorts, El Dorado Royal Casitas is doing now. And I know you agree with that. Yes.
I agree with that.
Yeah. But you're not here to talk about that. So,
no,
Spay-Neuter Month.
Spay-Neuter Month.
Yes.
February. We're coming.
Now, how do we celebrate that? I'm afraid to ask how you want me to celebrate. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
So how should we celebrate?
Spay-Neuter Month. Do you realize that spaying or neutering your animal can add 3 to 5 years to that animal's life? It can prevent so many different forms of cancer, infectious diseases, but make the animal's life so much more comfortable. And you can do that in the month of February. And with the assistance of Cook County. Cook County offers at least a $40 rebate, or at most a $40 rebate, for any animal that is current for its rabies vaccine in Cook County to be spayed and neutered at a veterinarian of your choice.
Now, let me, first of all, I want to understand this. Is this for anyone?
This is for anyone.
Not even people with special financial needs?
No. This is for anyone. We want to make sure that all animals have this availability.
Oh, hold it. I want to understand this better. So the county of Cook County, that taxes us, I believe, for breathing oxygen, that county, I said it, not you, you're not going to get into trouble, I hope. So that county is saying, here's something for you.
Here is something for you, and we've been doing this for 20-some-odd years. This is a program that was designed to help the citizens of Cook County decrease the population of animals that are unwanted, because unwanted litters only end up in the local pounds, whether it be in Elgin or Chicago or in Skokie. These pounds are being inundated with puppies and kittens that are breeding.
It still happens.
In April. It does, but let's think about it. If we can prevent this now by getting the animals spayed and neutered, when you can get a rebate, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to clip a coupon. All you do is go into your regular veterinarian and say, I'd like to get my animal spayed and neutered.
Now, the spay and neuter cost at private practitioners as opposed to animal shelters. And incidentally, if you adopt from a legitimate animal shelter in Illinois,
which we hope you do,
yes, that animal will be spayed or neutered because it's the law, from a shelter. But you may have a pet at home that, for whatever reason, it could be cost, it could be your belief system, I don't know. Maybe you were breeding at one point legitimately, but now just, I haven't thought about that. Spay, neuter, for whatever the reason, and you want to go into your own veterinarian, the price could be not inexpensive. So you're saying, how much money do you guys?
Up to $40.
Okay.
So up to $40.
That could be 30% off.
And your veterinarian does all of the paperwork. You don't have to bring in a coupon. You don't have to bring any proof. You just have to bring your animal and make sure that your animal has a Cook County residence and a Cook County rabies certificate and tag.
Which we hope
everyone has.
Anyway,
yes.
And we'll talk about why as far as rabies in just a moment. This is a wonderful program. It's cool. So you can go to your veterinarian. And again, then we do have to break for some commercials, but I want to make this clear. We'll do this briefly. I want you to describe how pets can live longer if they're spay-neutered, how their quality of life, not the pets, the owner's quality of life, I'm talking about behavior primarily, and I'm mostly talking cats here, for spayed or neutered cats, and how that is going to save you money on the other end, because there are some kinds of cancers that these animals aren't going to get.
Absolutely. Mammary gland cancer, which is very predominant in female cats and dogs, is decreased by 90% by spaying and neutering. Prostate cancer, testicular cancer in male dogs and cats, is reduced by 75% by neutering them. You are talking about reducing things like pyometra. I know those who have heard that word before know how devastating that can be financially and can lead to the death of your animal, which is an infectious disease of the uterus in female dogs. That will be eliminated by having the animal spayed. But it also makes it so that they don't want to roam. And yes, you are right about the quality of life. Anybody who has a male cat that has ever had a male cat spay in their house knows that neutering them, whoa, the air smells a lot better in here.
Hopefully they're using Fresh Wave if there is a problem. Anyway, yes. It's 10 minutes before 7 on WGN Radio, and Dr. Donna Alexander is in the studio. If you have questions for her or for me or for yourself and want to express those, 312-981-7200, you can text, you can call. WGN Radio, pets are not like family. They are family. That is why doctors and staff at MedVet Chicago are always, always there when you need them. I mean, they're open 24/7. That is the idea. Now, Dr. Alexander in the studio, our Cook County veterinarian, knows everything. I have a question for you, for the person who knows everything. Why do emergencies only happen on weekends and at 3 in the morning?
They don't happen at weekends or
it seems they do.
At 3 o'clock in the morning. It's just that is when there are so few veterinarians that are regularly open during the regular normal office hours.
But not this place. And they are certified by the American Animal Hospital Association. Good thing I know you know
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Yep. They're a VECCS Level 1 Trauma Center. For further information, check them out at medvetforpets.com or call 773-281-7110, 773-281-7110. Several texts in here concerning, we were talking about TNVR, trap, neuter, vaccinate, return. Feral cats are cost-effective in controlling disease and pestilence, it says here. Another one comments, you are doing the right thing by vaccinating these cats as well as spaying and neutering. Should not be overused as cheap pest control. Well, this isn't the only thing you do if you have a pest problem.
Absolutely.
But it matters.
Right, but we appreciate the fact that they recognize that the vaccinating portion of the TNVR, and I have to emphasize that, TNVR is the most important component because that actually builds a barrier of vaccinated animals against rabies. And rabies is something that is not going away. In the United States alone, in October of last year and in January of this year, we have already had 2 human deaths due to rabies.
And, you know, people think, and you and I have talked about it before, that it just doesn't exist. It's not out there. And in fact, given 2 choices, cats or dogs, turns out that cats are a more likely vector.
cats are a most likely vector, because when you have a dog that is positive for rabies, the likelihood of infecting a person is about one person before it is either put down or either succumbs to the disease itself. A cat can infect up to five people before it is put down or dies from rabies. Because people do not understand the differences between cat behavior and when the cat becomes rabid and the rabid cat behavior. So they are more than likely to get scratched, and a scratch can also infect with rabies. So we're talking about any break in the skin that can occur if there is the saliva from a rabid animal there.
And I know you and I are on the same page about this. People generally do vaccinate their dogs for rabies. They kind of have to. It's the law. And people know because dogs are out and about. Cats are increasingly indoors only, which I think you and I think it's a very good thing. Having said that, people generally feel, I'm not going to vaccinate the cat for rabies, and there's no law.
Absolutely wrong. Absolutely wrong. The worst thing that I have to deal with is when I have a housebound cat, and the owner calls me and tells me that they found a bat in their house. Remember that the biggest source of rabies in Cook County is a small brown bat, and that small brown bat can fit into an area as small as a quarter of an inch. If that bat comes back positive and your cat has not been vaccinated, your cat has to be put to sleep.
Yeah.
That is the worst part of my job. If your cat had been vaccinated, I could tell you all you have to do is get your cat a booster. That's all you have to do.
And let me get the cat out of there. I mean, the bat out of there, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Dog Patch Pet and Feed in Naperville. They have everything you need to keep your pet happy and healthy. Interested in pet adoption? They do it, and they do it right. And I've talked about how Naperville is saying, and Will County and DuPage County are saying, no more pets sold at pet stores. Well, at this place, Dog Patch, what they do is they adopt them from legitimate organizations. 400 rescue dogs last year, and they have new rescue animals, mostly dogs. They have cats, too, coming in all the time. You can check them out at DogPatchPets.com on Facebook, Dog Patch Pet and Feed, or visit them at 1108 East Ogden Avenue in Naperville. Check them out. In January, you could save up to $6 on Signature dog food, plus get a free can of Signature with your purchase. That's Dog Patch Pet and Feed in Naperville. All right, lots of text here, and very, very quickly, because we're out of time. But this is a question I don't know the answer to, and I've not been asked before. Can we vaccinate our pet raccoons against rabies, Dr. Alexander?
There are no FDA-approved vaccines against rabies for raccoons, parenteral. There are some oral vaccines that have been approved. However, there are different people that will use off-label vaccines. And any veterinarian that is treating your raccoon, I would suggest that you use their discretion about which vaccine to use.
Makes sense. But she said which vaccine to use, which means you're recommending that they vaccinate.
Yes.
All right. Dr. Alexander, thank you.